Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Honor of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, I'm just an accident. My parents weren't expecting me, and I don't think I'm even supposed to be. Oh, forget it. They didn't create your spirit.
That's right.
Amen. There's just a lot they don't know. Amen. But you didn't show up and God go, uh-oh, what am I going to do with them? I'll figure somewhere to put them. No, uh-uh. He knew. Before you ever conceived, he knew every fiber and every joint and every muscle and every part of your spirit, and he predestined you, he selected you, and he's preserved you.
Amen.
You and I got such a future ahead of us, friend. We're going to rule and reign with him. Oh, the things we're going to see and the things we're going to do and the things we're going to be a part of. How glorious. How glorious. How glorious. Everybody said out loud again, he picked me.
He chose me.
Oh, hallelujah. He chose me. He chose me. I only got the first page of my four pages of notes here. So I won't try to do them all. But in commencing to get ready to start to close, go please to 2 Timothy, the second chapter. How does God honor us when he said, if you honor me, when you honor me, those that honor me, I will honor. How is it that he's going to honor us? Well, one of the greatest ways I know of that he's honored us is in choosing us.
Amen.
Choosing us unto salvation.
Amen.
Now, you know, I didn't finish the story, but I said, a couple of years into my ministry, I was in prayer one time, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm so glad I obeyed God. I'm so glad I answered the call. And I begin to think, well, it's a good thing that I did. And without meaning to, I'm thinking a little bit too much of what I did. I'm thinking, you know, yeah, well, I answered the call. Yeah, I sacrificed. I left. And in waiting on the Lord said, well, he brought this verse to my thinking. He said, no, he said, I picked you.
Amen.
And I thought, yeah, I know that's right. Of course, I picked you too. He said, now, he said, listen. He took me back. He said, I brought you to this revelation 40-something times before you saw. I'm talking about one of the first revelations in my life. He said, if I left you alone, you'd have never found me. He said, I brought you back, and I brought you back, and I brought you back until you saw it so you could take the next step. And he said, and then you were in the dark and you didn't have a clue which way was up. But he said, I stayed with you. And he said, for this segment of time, for years in my teenage years, he said, you didn't pay attention to me. You had other things going on, hot rods and girls and everything else. He said, but I waited on you. And as soon as you got ready to pay attention to me, I brought you right back to it. And I showed you, you didn't see it the first 150 times, but I kept on till you got it. And then I got you hooked up with this ministry so you could learn about this. And I got you hooked up with this other ministry so your faith could be fed. And over a period of the next 2 years, I got you to where you could hear my voice to take this step.
Amen.
Friends, he has carried us.
God.
Did you hear me? He has carried
Thank
us.
He
has stayed with us night and day, put up with procrastination and even rebellion and disobedience, and you stayed with us, stayed with us. Even when we looked like a sorry excuse of a child of God, he claimed us and said, that's my boy, that's my girl, and they'll do it. Just hold on, watch, they'll do it.
Amen.
They'll do it.
Yes.
They will obey me. I picked them.
Yes.
And I knew what I was doing when I picked them.
Amen.
The gifts and the callings of God are, without repentance, he does not change his mind. He picked us. He selected us for salvation. But not only that, you understand, he selects those from among his church to do specific jobs. Is that right? So in finishing here, he picks us, he selected us to be saved, to be with him for eternity. But also he selects from among his church different individuals to do different jobs and accomplish different things. And it has a lot more to do with us, what we get selected for, than many people think. Read this passage and you'll see. 2 Timothy, are you there?
Yeah.
2 Timothy 2:20. In a great house, there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. God's house is a great house. We are vessels fitted unto glory, but we're all used for different purposes. In a great house, you've got beautiful gold and platinum and silver platters that go on the cupboard and go on the plate for special occasions. And then you've got little dirty trash cans too.
Yeah.
In other parts of the house.
Yep.
Well, it's great just to be in the house.
Yes.
But if you want to be a vessel unto honor, here's the law of sowing and reaping and the principle of honoring him and he'll honor you. The degree of honorable use he's able to give you is a direct response and reflection of your honor for him. Notice, keep reading. I need to read it again. In a great house, there are vessels of gold, of silver, not only of gold and silver, but wood and earth, some to honor, some to dishonor. If a man, therefore, will what? Purge himself from these. From what? From the dishonorable stuff. If you'll purge yourself from that, you'll be a vessel what? Unto honor, sanctified and meet and fit for the master's use and prepared unto every good work.
Amen.
One reason we wanted to tell you about the people that have helped and worked so hard is we want to honor them. And you know, you always have people that come and they want to be seen, but they don't want to work. Well, friends, you got to understand, you have measured the degree of honor of your use in actions like these and in failing tests like these. I had somebody ask me some years ago, they said, Brother Keith, how did you believe to get to be a Rhema teacher? I taught at the Rhema Bible Training Center for years. I said, I didn't. They said, you didn't? You didn't claim it and believe for it? I said, absolutely not. They said, well, how did it happen? I said, they wanted to know who would volunteer to register people and greet people at the door. And I said, me. Me. They want to know who will vacuum the healing school? Me. Who will sweep the parking lot? Me. Amen. Me. Because the Lord told me, he said, help Brother Hagin. That's all he said. Help him. And when they needed something, I figured that must be me. They need help. The toilets need help.
Amen.
The floor needs help.
Yeah.
That's helping Brother Hagin. Sure would hinder him if he had to go in there and fix it.
Yeah.
And so thing after thing happened. And thing after thing. And so we're there, and they said, we need help for people to see if people need to get saved or get filled with the Spirit. That was me.
Amen.
Need help for this. That was me. And one day, they said, we're going to start a new healing center out here. And Brother Hagin said, I'm going to select and pick people and train them. I'm going to train them to be divine healing technicians.
Amen.
I looked around, I thought, oh, wouldn't that be something? Oh, glory to God. And I said, boy, I'd like that. But I looked around and I thought, I bet everybody feels the same way. I bet they'd all like to be it too.
Yeah.
And guess what? In just another month or so, he picked me.
Amen.
Now, I didn't think they should. Sometimes people come and they say, you know, well, we want to do this on the platform. And why don't you let us sing? And why don't we have a front row seat? My question is, why should you have one? What have you done? What is your service? Well, we ought to have the... No, why should you? People that think they should, people that think they deserve it, are the people who should not be honored. They don't qualify. They don't qualify. Let me tell you the people that qualify. People that stand on their feet 16 hours out there in direct traffic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
People that are behind the scenes and don't ask for anything.
Amen.
And don't require anything. And just love God. And when some promotion is talked about, they think, well, that'd be great, but I bet a lot of people would like to have that too. The Lord said this to me years ago. He said, you cannot be gracious to people who feel they deserve it.
That's right.
Amen.
You can't be gracious to a person who feels, you ought to do this for me. I deserve this. You owe this to me. You can't be gracious to them. Impossible. We don't get the blessings of God by works and because we've earned it and because we deserved it. We get it because God is gracious. He's kind. He's faithful. Amen.
Amen.
And everything that the Lord's done with us in promotion, every step and everything, we hadn't said, well, we ought to have this. We deserve this. No, we just wanted to help. We just wanted to be there and volunteer. And a lot of stuff people think, well, you know, God's used you to do this. Yeah, but you don't know what happened before that. You don't know what happened for 20 years before that. Amen?
Amen.
God will honor you with use according to how you honor Him. In service. Did you get that? I want to read it again. I want to say it again. And I am trying to close. In a great house there are vessels of gold and silver and wood and earth. Some to honor, some to dishonor. But if a person will purge himself from these, he will be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use and prepared for every good work. According to the honor you show in your service, that's going to qualify you for more honorable use. If you think, well, that's beneath me. I don't sweep floors. I don't do windows. I mean, just 3 days ago, myself and two of my main senior secretaries were doing windows. Huh? Just a week ago, I'm putting up light fixtures. Amen. Whatever it takes. Right? Whatever it takes. Get the job done. Get it right. Amen. Did we get reward? Did you see these people come get saved? Did you see the altar calls? Did you see people's lives changed? And besides that, there's eternal reward. Oh, glory to God. I don't need anybody to pat me on the back. Glory to God. Stand up on your feet, everybody. Say it out loud. God has chosen me. He has selected me. He's honored me. In this thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series The Honor of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you.